as far as you and your coaching staff, administration, has the effort level of just trying to figure out the logistics of things and making sure, you know, kids are okay to be here, has that just added a bunch on your plate as well?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, I told myself about 3 weeks ago that, you know, I spent all summer, you know, in discussions with everyone, and I was calling people around the state that I knew and trying to figure out how we were going to do this, if we were going to do it. But about 3 weeks ago, I told myself, I said, you know, we told the kids to control what they can control, and I needed to follow those same, you know, advice. And, you know, so my focus really became about, okay, just tell me what I can do and what I can't do, and then I'm going to move on from there. I, you know, really am going day to day. I don't really get involved in, you know, trying to figure out who's doing what. That's not my job right now. My job and my attention needs to be on these 105 kids that are out here on the football field giving us great effort every day.
Well, I mean, we heard it a little bit in your talk to the kids kind of after, but you weren't really happy with the effort that was displayed today compared to the past.
Yeah, you know, we had our last summer activity last week, which was summer camp for 5 days, and I really thought that we did a great job there. And then, you know, we take the weekend off and came out here today, and, you know, we did change up the, you know, the practice schedule on them a little bit, but I just wasn't very pleased with the mental side of things, you know, where we were. And, you know, I don't know if it's them listening to other people talk about, oh, you're not even going to play anyway. And, you know, that's probably my greatest fear is how much noise they hear, you know, from the outside that you know doesn't keep them focused on what we need to get done while we're out here. And you know, it just you know, young kids, again, it's part of learning. Whether it happened today or 3 days from now, it was going to happen. And so for me as a coach, the sooner that it happens, the better, because then hopefully we can learn from it and we don't repeat it here soon.
You with school starting later, you worried about that at all affecting, you know, their mental state, their mindset, or is it just kind of one day at a time at this point?
I'm not really worried about the mindset with it. You know, in some ways I'm really happy because it allows our teachers to, you know, an opportunity to be better prepared for our kids when they come into the classroom. And then, you know, from my standpoint, you know, with these kids, that one of the things that I'm always concerned about, even before COVID, was, you know, we put them on such a rigorous schedule that, you know, we are breaking their body down, which kind of breaks their immune system down. And if they're not sleeping and doing those things at home, that, you know, they're getting up for 0 hour and they're here all day long and they got all these things going on, it can wear them down fast, and then they become more susceptible. And I'm always worried about spreading around the flu or something around the locker room. And so I'm hoping that, you know, with days off, that, you know, from school anyway, that these first couple weeks that they can get enough rest and take care of their bodies, and we can stay away from people as long as we can before, you know, we get back all together.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks, CD.